You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Tricia Sale works as an RNIB Community Connections Coordinator for the Southwest, but you might have seen her more recently taking part in Race Across the World on BBC One, racing across Canada in a journey of 16,000 kilometres. I'm pleased to say she's made it back to the UK and back to RNIB Connect Radio. Tricia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we're speaking at the end of the series on BBC, so if you haven't caught up yet, there are spoilers ahead. But Trish, how did you manage to keep your experience in the race quiet when you came home?
It was really difficult. As you have seen, I'm quite good at talking. Anytime anybody asked, I was very much, well, nobody knew that we'd done it to start with. So I had to keep everything really quiet until the series came out. So everybody thought I'd gone travelling with Kathy. They didn't know where we'd gone. They didn't know anything about it. And they all thought it was a bit suspicious about us, kind of me not telling everybody about it and showing pictures. So when the race came on, everybody was like, oh, that's what you did. And I was like, yeah, that's what I did. And then trying to keep the secret about us winning, everybody kept saying, don't tell me. No, did you win? Don't tell me. Like, you're just going to have to watch the end. You're just going to have to watch it. So as soon as it kind of came out that we were on the race, actually, it wasn't too bad because, you know, we knew that we'd won. But, you know, we didn't want to spoil it for the viewers and the listeners. So, yeah.
Well, as we saw in the final nail-biting episode, Tricia, alongside teammate Kathy, made it to the finish line in St. John's, Newfoundland, ahead of the other teams in the race. And a massive congratulations to you both and worthy winners.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was an experience of a lifetime. Thank you.
Were there times in the race where you thought, you know, we can do it, we might win this?
Yes, there were, but definitely not on the first episode when we got stuck in Stanley Park for 5 hours. the last couple of episodes, like leg six was a bad leg for myself and leg seven was a bad leg for both of us. But leg seven, we only spent $200. So we actually thought, oh, my God, we're going to make this. We've got the money now to get to the final. Because leg six, we were very, very short of money. And I think Kathy actually said, we're hemorrhaging money. Because we were. We only had, I think it was like $600 for the week. And we'd already spent like $1,400. So it was double the amount. So, leg seven, it was like, yeah, we've got this. We can get to the end.
And Trish, you're partially sighted and you took your long cane with you on the journey. As part of the competition, you had no idea what was ahead of you from one leg of the race to the next. Did that concern you? Was accessibility a problem for you in any of the places you visited?
No, actually, the accessibility was brilliant. Apart from they didn't do concessions for disabled, but it was fine if you're a student or a pensioner, but not for disabilities, which I was gutted about, actually, because every penny counted. But the accessibility was brilliant and the Canadians were so helpful. I did bring my cane out a few times. I mean, you didn't see it as much as I actually had it out, to be fair, because of editing and stuff. I was so nervous about going out originally and not being able to see stuff and not being able to navigate through stuff. But you will have noticed that myself and Kathy were holding hands a lot, or I was holding on to her a lot. So I was using her as kind of a guide rather than the cane because I didn't want to. I don't know. It's really strange because I didn't want to look vulnerable. But then I felt even more vulnerable without the cane. So, yeah, that's when my bicycle came out.
And do you think that your competitors underestimated you and Kathy in the race?
Absolutely, they did. When we were on the start line, I think you heard Claudia going, oh, you've got poles with you. Oh, yeah. Hope you lose them. She didn't obviously realise because nobody'd realised at that point that I was sight impaired. So it was quite funny, kind of like about episode two, I think, or episode three, they found out. And Claudia was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, she was mortified. Bless her. But yeah, I think they did underestimate us because, you know, women of a certain age do get kind of looked over. And the fact that everybody went running off and me and Kathy were like, yeah, you know, we'll just plod along. It's not a marathon. It's not a race. It's a marathon. And so I think they did underestimate us a bit. But, you know, never underestimate anybody.
Now that you've been back in the UK for a while and had some time to digest the trip as a whole, is there one moment that keeps coming back for you? Was there an experience that sticks out above the others?
There's two. One really good one and one really horrible one. And the really horrible one was when we were stuck in a petrol station, and a guy said, yes, he'd give us a lift to Jasper, went off, cleaned his car, filled it up with fuel, and then came back and then said, yeah, we'll do it for $600. Well, poor Kathy, she suffers from mental health illness and she suffers from anxiety. And she just had a massive panic attack. Again, you didn't see the whole thing. You only saw a snippet of it. But we sat there for about 20 minutes, just, you know, breathing and calming down. And it was awful to see. It really, really was horrendous. And it broke my heart. It really did break my heart to see that. But then on the flip side, we went to Churchill, which was the type right up north. And both myself and Kathy decided that we'd see the sunset over the sea. So at about 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, we walked out onto the sea. So it was all frozen. And we walked for about a mile before we even came to even a tiny bit of slush. And I sat down, took my shoes and socks off and paddled in the Arctic Ocean. Who gets to do that? So, yeah, it's one that kind of a real surreal moment. But, yeah, it was so peaceful and quiet. It was beautiful. So that's my really good, happy place to go to.
And are there parts of your experience on the show that you think you'll use in your day job as a community connections coordinator for RNIB?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, helping people out and just having the people helping me has made me more aware of, you know, hidden disabilities. And, you know, everybody's got a story and everybody's got things that they hide from people. And you can be this really open person, but inside be absolutely panicked. And I think it's taught me to learn to listen a little bit more. So hopefully that'll take me through on the coordinator job. And yeah, hopefully I'll get a little bit better at it.
What do you think it means to have someone from the blind and partially sighted community be represented in a competition like this, but also to go on and win it?
The winning is just the icing on the cake. But yeah, for me, I mean, the reason I actually did it from the day one, the day I applied, was to prove to myself and prove to anybody that's got sight difficulties that actually you can go out and do this. As long as you put your mind to it, you can do anything. And it did. It proved to me, and hopefully to some of the viewers and listeners, that, you know, you do get into trouble and you do have anxiety and you do have difficulties with your sight. But actually, you know, you can chop logs, you can knock down houses, you can shovel snow, you can do whatever you put your mind to it. So, yeah, hopefully it'll inspire other people to just have a little bit of a think and think what they can actually do or what they want to do and go for it.
And what's next for you, Trish? Are there plans for more adventures on the horizon?
Oh, yes. So when we came back about 2 months later, myself, Kathy and her husband, Gareth, did the Inca Trail and walked up Machu Picchu in Peru. And in October of this year, I'm going to be walking on the Great Wall of China or trekking on the Great Wall of China. Yeah, so that's in the plans for this year. Don't know what's going to happen next year yet. Who knows?
Well, once again, a huge congratulations to you and Kathy. You can catch up with Trisha's incredible winning journey on the BBC iPlayer. All episodes are available now. Trisha Sale, adventurer, winner and RNIB Community Connections Coordinator. Thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. And just go out there and do it. Enjoy life.